As Colorado cities and local governments try to manage their finances in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, one principle overrides the process: uncertainty. Yesterday, Boulder City Council members discussed the proposed 2021 budget with staff to begin the process of approving a budget devastated by the economic impacts of the virus. The Daily Camera reports that the council study session focused on a budget almost 8% lower than the one from 2020. City staffers estimate a drop in revenue from sales and use tax of more than 10%. The proposed budget includes cuts to programs, services, and jobs, along with furloughs and no merit increases for most employees. Members of the Boulder Police Officers Association will be the only employees to get a raise, as their contract with the city stipulates an increase. Overall, the proposed budget for Boulder would eliminate more than 50 positions, most of which are vacant. In Aurora last night, the city manager submitted a budget proposal through 2021, which would result in the council having to make some tough decisions about cuts. The Aurora Sentinel reports that despite widespread calls to defund the police, the proposed cuts don't touch the fire or police departments. The city will fund the police department with almost $130 million, up slightly from this year. Activists nationwide and in the city have demanded that the Aurora Police Department be defunded or recalibrated due to, in part, to the death of Elijah McClain, a black massage therapist, days after an encounter with police and paramedics last year. Other departments in Aurora have already taken cuts or will likely see them next year. COVID-19 slammed the city's finances in the spring, and the city's general fund faced a shortfall. However, planners coped with the gap by instituting a hiring freeze and a capital spending reductions. According to staff, the main principle underlying the city's budget challenges amid the pandemic is the uncertainty of what's going to happen. The Regional Transportation District is also dealing with the crisis. Yesterday, the district had said that more than 600 union and salaried workers may face layoffs as the agency faces a projected shortfall of more than $160 million. However, the Denver Post reports that the union that represents bus and train operators and the operational support staff questioned the reliability of the agency's financial projections and accused officials of fear-mongering. In a release, the union said that so many layoffs would harm RTD for years to come. A judge in Denver has upheld the city's camping ban. The decision overturns a lower court ruling that the measure was unconstitutional. After that, the city appealed. The Denverite reports the case dates back to April. Jerry Burton was experiencing homelessness when he was ticketed under the camping ban. Now Burton must go to trial on those charges after the new decision. However, he plans to first appeal the recent decision to the Colorado Supreme Court. Burton's attorney, Andy McNulty, said he hoped the state Supreme Court would agree to consider the case. He added that the prospect of more people losing their homes because of the economic slowdown made the issue urgent. The advocacy group Denver Homeless Out Loud, of which Burton is a member, asked voters to repeal the camping ban last year, arguing that it created a stressful and potentially dangerous encounters with police for people already suffering because the cost of housing has increased much faster than wages. However, Denver voters overwhelmingly decided to keep the ban. Firefighters battling the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins got help from the snowstorm yesterday. However, KDVR reports that concerns remain. Overnight, several inches of snow fell on the fire, but Corey Motis, an incident meteorologist, said that the snow is only affecting the outer edge. He added that there can be embers inside that stay warm through the snow before it melts off and evaporates, which can get the fire going again.